Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
You ready?
Welcome to duty, Commander.
Let's go!
Go, go! Enemy forces spotted. Follow me, men. Watch out, grenade! Man down, man down! All right, you're good to go.
Thanks, much appreciated.
All clear. Position under control. Out.
We've regained control. Good work, men.
You've been recommended for promotion. Promotion.
You're traveling to another radio show, a broadcast not only of sight and sound, but of mind, a journey into the wondrous land whose boundaries are that of the imagination. That's the on-air sign up ahead.
Design with your host Pink Fisher, and tonight, I don't know, it's just this week has been crazy. There's just a lot of stuff. I got some personal issues that are going on, and a lot of other things, but look, to spare you all the boring details, let's just get into it. You can call me at 646-478-5284. Before I get into it, let me just say that thank you, Brian Futch, for providing the intro for me. You can get Brian Futch over at brianfutch.com. I think he's on player.fm, a couple of places too. You can also find me at MeWe. I'm not on Facebook anymore because it's fake book. It's a lie. It's a scam, okay? It's like a Ponzi scheme almost to get you to get all your friends, suck all your friends into it and so on. And you know, I can't deal with it no more. I was on Facebook for a while, had a lot of friends, I don't know, 500 something, I don't know. But I had to get away from it. I know other people that got away from it and they went back because they're pussies, okay? They're pussies. But anyways, I'm on MeWe.com/I/BingFisher, F-I-S-C-H-E-R. I'm also on locals.com/member/BingFisher. I'm on, I host a website called BiteMeInTheBasement.com. You can catch me over there. You can also catch me on Telegram. I'm really getting in more into Telegram. I was on it a long time ago, and then I got off it, and I got back on it. So you can catch me on American by Design on MeWe too. I've got American by Design. I got Bite Me in the Basement over there. You can check me out. It's not hard to find me. Okay, it really isn't. Another thing that I wanted to mention is, like, I don't know what's going on with Blog Talk Radio. I scheduled this to air. What time is it? Like 8 o'clock or something like that. And it aired early and it's telling me I've only got a stream left of 11 minutes. So something's going on, man. I hate this platform. I don't know what the deal is, but, I just hate it. Anyways, I wanted to, talk about the Marxist commie whisper. Joe Biden. I mean, is this guy getting creepier by the minute or what? It's like not even by the minute, almost by the second. I mean, this dude is just coming out with creepy shit. And I don't know if I can even handle it anymore. I mean, I've gotten immune to liberals and progressives and that kind of stuff. I don't have the tolerance. I don't have the time and I don't have the crayons to sit there and tell these people how to think. I can't do it, you know, anymore. So I just gave up on it. I just gave up. And what I'm trying to do is get out the message that I need to get out to conservatives out there, like-minded folks, even liberals and even independents, just people that they're looking at this dude and going, there's something wrong. If you can't see that there's something wrong here with this dude, then I don't know what to tell you. But, you know, listen, be your own judge.
I got them $1.9 trillion relief so far. They're going to be getting checks in the mail that are consequential this week. Just remind them, I wrote the bill on the environment. Why would I not be for it?
Guess what? Employers can't find workers.
I said, yeah. Pay them more.
Pay them more. Pay them more. Yeah. Pay them more. That's Joe Biden's answer to, you know, employers can't find workers. No. Why don't you cut off the aid? Why don't you cut off the aid, Joe? The aid that you're giving people that sit on their fat asses at home and not go out and look for a job because they can make more. They can make more. What is he trying to do? Like a Clint Eastwood thing? Look, that works with Clint Eastwood, okay? When he goes, hey, make my day, punk. It don't work with Joe Biden. What is his gig? He's got to get right close to the microphone and speak like this and say, look, pay them more. Pay them more. It's creepy. It's downright creepy. I'm waiting for him to go sniff somebody's hair. I'm just telling you, there's something wrong with this man. And the thing is that his wife, Jill Biden, she should be, you know, look, she should be brought up on some kind of charges because there's contributing to the delinquency of a senile old fart. I don't know, but something is wrong. She knew something was wrong when Joe was running anyways, in my opinion. That's just my opinion, okay? She knew something was wrong, but she let him go anyways. You know why? Because it's power, money, greed, control. It's all of those, all the above. Power, money, greed, and control. I mean, how can you let a dude like this go out, speak like this, and not, you know, but he always has these lines where he says, well, if I say something, my handlers are, you know, my people are going to get on me. They're, you know, people are going to, you know, rage against the machine. I mean, I don't know what's wrong with this man. I really don't. I'm not a medical doctor, but something is seriously wrong.
$1.9 trillion. We're going to be getting checks in the mail that are consequential this week. Just remind them, I wrote the bill.
I wrote the bill.
On the environment.
On the environment.
Why would I not be for it?
Guess what? Employers can't find workers.
I said, yeah. Pay them more.
Pay them more. Pay them more. What a freaking joke. The rest of the world is looking at this dude going, what? T-F? W-T-F? O-M-G. This guy is out there, people. He's out there. He doesn't make any sense. He doesn't know what state he's in. He doesn't know what country we're attacking. Did we just bomb Syria, or was it Libya, or was it Damascus? I don't know. I just heard something on the news that we bombed someplace. I wonder if Joe even knows what country he bombed. But his wife, to put him out there on the limb, to have trained handlers with him every single minute of the day so that he doesn't say something stupid, to me is grounds for some kind of lawsuit or something. Because it's, people, I just cannot believe that a woman, his wife, would allow him to go on with this charade day after day after day and not be held personally accountable. I just can't believe it. I can't believe the press isn't bringing it up. To me, it's unbelievable that he can sit there and just get away with this stuff. And his wife lets him. Jill. Yeah, just go fire a shotgun out back if there's anybody attacking us. Fire a couple rounds in the air. That's the worst thing you want to do, Joe, with a shotgun. Because they're going to come down eventually. What a retard. Window licker, as I call them. But anyways, I always like to play what the left is up to because it's their hatred. They are filled with hate, filled with remorse, filled with, I don't know, well, they're filled with shit is what they are, but they're filled with some kind of doctrine that they are elitists, that they are in charge, that nobody out there can do what they can do. But this is the hatred that conservatives every day have to deal with.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country, and maybe there will be.
People need to start taking to the streets. This is a dictator. You know, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there's unrest in our lives.
Enemies of the state.
Show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
When they go low, we kick them.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
The biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right up to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. So even if you lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. You would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. I said, if we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump, and that's a fact.
Look, as his character is stabbed to death.
Where is John Wilkes Booth when you need him?
I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
A Missouri state senator is under investigation by the Secret Service after saying she hopes President Trump is assassinated.
I will go and take Trump out tonight.
And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere.
And sadly, the domestic enemies to our voting system and our honoring our Constitution are right at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
They're not going to stop before Election Day in November, and they're not going to stop after Election Day. And that should be, everyone should take note of that on both levels, that this isn't, they're not going to let up, and they should not.
If you think we're rallying now, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Maxine Waters, Madonna. I mean, the list goes on and on. You know, these people are filled with rage, hatred. They hate this country for whatever reason. A lot of them have white guilt you know, getting back to a personal issue, is if you look on the Blog Talk Radio page, that's scrolling different pictures and so on, you'll see that I got an overabundance of squash, zucchini. I made some bread out of the zucchini already. Tasted perfect. I mean, beautiful. Peppers. I mean, I got coming in. I got 60 tomato plants out there. And I'm a white guy. I guess I'm privileged. I guess I should feel sorry that I've got all this food. But you know what? I've already took off 3 bags of squash. Stepson took off 2 bags actually of squash, gave them to a black person, a black woman. Can you believe that? And he's white. Oh my God. I feel so like in control. If you know me, you know I'm just joking. But the thing is that I create things, and I have no problem with sharing them to people that need them. And what the Democrats want to do is take that power away from me. They want to take it. I'm not saying it's a power that I enjoy. It's just something that happens. I've got an overabundance of stuff in my garden right now, and I need to get rid of it. So I give it away. I could go down to the food bank, whatever. I give it away to coworkers, friends, family. And I feel good about it. But according to critical race theory and so on, these radical leftist libtards, they want me to feel guilty that I've got a garden that any black person could do anyways. And I imagine there's tons of them doing it. But no. No. Do my Joe Biden impersonation. No. We just have to pay them. What an idiot. What an idiot is making our country look like a stupid shithole somewhere. It's harder for Canadians to get across the border, but go down to the southern border, it's wide open. And you got Kamala Toes, and she finally went to the border because she found out it was politically bad for her not to go there. Because Trump's going there this week. And she was tasked with this. And even her handlers say she did not want to be tasked with it. Well, I'm sorry, honey. I'm sorry, cupcake. But Joe tasked you with it. And you're not owning up to it. So where does she go? El Paso. She doesn't go to Rio Grande Valley. She doesn't go to where the hot spots are, where people are. And then she goes to El Paso. She goes to like a DMV clinic thing where they process people. She's not seeing them come across the border. But they know. They're not stupid. They opened the border. When Trump had the plan in place, everything was looking fairly rosy. It wasn't perfect. But we were stopping people. We were turning people away. We were making them stay in their own country of origin so that they could apply for asylum. But no, she has to go to Ecuador. She has to go to El Salvador to figure out why people are coming here. Well, you told them to come here. You and the president, so-called president, he's not my freaking president. You told them to come here. And you think that by going down there to El Salvador, to Ecuador, to find out what the problem is? Like I said last week, Jesse Waters had a very good analogy. Goes home. The door's open. His wife says, honey, there's bees flying around all over inside this house. He says, okay, hold on. Let me go down the road and talk to the dude that owns the beehive. So he goes down to talk to the dude that owns the beehive. In the meantime, the door's wide open. The bees still keep coming in. Comes home and says, ah, got that fixed. Leave the door open. He won't let the bees out anymore. That's where we're at in this country. We've got a failed administration. We've got administration that's actually bought and paid for by China. We're going to be losing jobs, but instead, just pay them more. Just pay them some more. That's Joe's reaction. That's Joe's solution to the problem. Instead of fixing the border crisis, he keeps creating chaos. If I were a world leader, I would be looking at us and just shaking my head going, they could have been a contender. But instead, they're where they're at because of this man. The creep. The creepy guy that wants to whisper all of a sudden like he's Clint. Well, and that ain't working, and so we'll just go back to.
I got them. They're $1.9 trillion relief so far. They're going to be getting checks in the mail that are consequential this week. Just remind them. The environment. Why would I not be for it?
Guess what? Employers can't find workers.
I said, yeah, pay them more.
it's so idiotic, people. It's so idiotic when you listen to it. And there's more. There's just a ton more. I just could not give it all to you on a plate. Okay, you're going to have to look for it, but it's just a lot more. Anyways.
Hey, liberals, why don't you try rooting for your own damn country for a change?
To be a survivor in this amazing race with a need for speed, you need God's grace. And if you're desperate like housewives watching Days of Our Lives, you can't cope without hope, and that's not on a soap. If you look into Oprah or Dr. Phil, you can shop nonstop or pop a pill, but the void won't fill and the pain won't kill till you love the one that hung on the hill. Kicking back in your lazy boy easy chair watching Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Nah, you're not going to find it there. No American Idol or Council Tribal has a final answer that'll satisfy you. CSI ain't got a clue. SVU don't know what to do. Not the ER, the OC, nothing on a CD. TV, DVD, or MP3 can save you and me. CNN's got no good news. Here's a headline. You must choose. It's not a simple life, Paris Hilton. It's treading on thin ice, living in sin. You can be an apprentice for Donald Trump or eat Fear Factor fast food from a dump. You can be a heavy hitter, a Wheel of Fortune winner, a Fox News no-spin spinner, a flat-out sinner. But you better check this life that you're living and make sure your sins are forgiven. I bet you 50 cent Elvis Dunn came and went, and eventually every black-eyed pea, Gwen Stefani, P. Diddy, and Britney, every wannabe on MTV with the icy bling, every Dixie chick that sings, they all gonna see the King of Kings. I don't care if you're J-Lo or Leno or Bono. One thing you gotta know, someday you're gonna die, bro. Then where are you gonna go? Hey, I'm not talking some punk junk that's irrelevant like your grandma's church from way back when. It's not some preacher feature on TBN that you need to be liking or listening. The real superstar is Jesus Christ. He's the way. He's the truth and the life. One day he's going to split the sky. He's the brightest light and the highest high. So what I came to say and what I'm telling you is don't buy that stupid stuff they be selling you. It's all designed to fill your head and waste your space until you're dead. Here's the bottom line of my rhyme. Give your life to God while there's still time.
not an instrument either.
What kind of place is this?
Crazy talk. If your parents got to meet a real dummy, they'd realize what a genius you really are.
But don't genius live in a lamp?
Crazy talk.
And you're listening to American by Design with your host, Uncle Bing Fisher. And the number here is 646-478-5284. If you wish to call in and opine, please do. Like I said, you can find me a lot of different places, but you can find me pretty much on MeWe. That's where I'm posting most of my stuff. Telegram, I'm doing a lot more stuff over there. You can also find me at locals.com under Bing Fisher. And I'm going to start doing some videos and some behind-the-scenes things back then. Like, I don't know if you guys actually paid attention to my intro that I do on this show, which bleeds into a few different things. But I don't know. I'm thinking about starting some kind of giveaway. Whereas if you can tell me, let me see, I got to have something laying around here. I got something of value, okay? It maybe a $20 Trump bill or something, or a flag. How about a flag? If you can tell me the artist that starts out my intro, right? And if you can tell me also where I got some of the sound effects to start out my intro for this show, email bingfisher@gmail.com. You can check me over there too. Just email. I mean, I'd like to interact with people. I'd like to, you know, get your feedback and so on. But yeah, two things, the background music and where did I get the sound effects for my intro. And If you didn't hear the intro or you weren't paying attention or whatever, you were brain dead, just go back and listen to the beginning of this. And then email me, bingfisher@gmail.com. Tell me what song I used for the background and where did I get my sound effects from. Just two of those. Even one, if you could kind of guess one, that'd be cool. And maybe partially the second, but I'm going to start doing stuff like that. And that'll be like on locals. Maybe I might do that as a behind the scenes kind of thing, you know, not that I'm famous or nothing, but you know, it's just something to interact with people and you get a flag out of the deal or you get a $20 Trump bill or something like that. You'll get something and I'll email it out to you or send it out to you, not email it, But yeah, tell me that. And also, let me see. I'm trying to think of some stuff that we were planning here, but I don't know. I don't, like I said, I'm having trouble with Blog Talk for some damn reason. I don't know what it is, but it just, I don't know. You schedule stuff now, it tells me I got stream left and it's like unlimited. I don't know what the deal is there. But anyways, we're going to listen to Liz Wheeler real quick. It's oldie, but it's goodie.
7 in 10 millennials do not know this, so listen up. According to a new YouGov poll, 7 in 10 millennials say they would vote for a socialist. 1 in 3 millennials see communism as favorable, and half of millennials have an unfavorable view of capitalism. So tonight, I will show you what 7 in 10 millennials obviously do not know. The 5 reasons socialism will destroy your life. Number 1, 100 million people were killed in the 20th century by socialist and communist regimes. 100 million people. If you think socialism or communism in America would result in anything other than oppression or death, you are sorely mistaken. Number two, in the socialist Soviet Union, people stood in line for hours for a loaf of bread and were forced to eat their own shoes rather than starve to death. In Venezuela today, people are trekking hours to the borders just for a single meager meal a day. And people are burning their money because money doesn't even buy them food to keep them alive, thanks to socialism. Number three, in communist Cuba, you have to bring your own blanket and your own light bulb to the hospital. The surgical instruments are rusty. Medication and healthcare treatments are rationed by the government. In Venezuela, antibiotics are so scarce that a little girl in the hospital survived only because the boy in the hospital room next to hers died and his mother gave her his antibiotics. Meanwhile, in these countries, the rich elites fly to other countries to qualify for health care, for quality health care, while their own people are dying. Number four, in Venezuela, in Cuba, and certainly in the Soviet Union, if you criticize the government, you can be shot. There are 15,000 political dissidents imprisoned in Venezuela for daring to disagree with the dictator. In Cuba, political prisoners and journalists have been shot in the back of the head. In the Soviet Union, dissidents just disappeared, and the gulags were full of innocent people. Reason number five, socialism and communism have never worked. No matter how many times they've been tried, it has failed in the Soviet Union, East Germany, China, Venezuela, Cambodia, Cuba, Vietnam, North Korea, Ethiopia, Poland, and Romania, and it would fail here too. But not before our liberty is squashed and millions of people will be forced into poverty, starved, oppressed, and killed. Apparently, 7 in 10 millennials do not know this. Millennials in this poll also said they think President Donald Trump is the, quote, biggest threat to world peace, even more so than Putin, Xi Jinping, or Kim Jong-un. In fact, 10% of millennials in this poll said Trump is, quote, responsible for more deaths and human rights abuses than Joseph Stalin or Adolf Hitler. So for goodness sake, turn off the Young Turks or whatever garbage YouTubers you watch and read a history book and reject communism and socialism before you destroy our country and your own life. Thank you. We would all appreciate it.
Yeah, we would appreciate it. Thank you, Liz. The thing is that I'm sitting here going, okay, Kamala went down to the border and, you know, she had a great opportunity because she was lax for, what, 60 days, I think, after she was tasked with doing, you know, border control policy, whatever, you know. And she's trying to blame it on everything other than opening the border. Opening the border. Just pay them more. They'll be good Democrats. Joe Biden is just, I mean, people thought in radio especially, you know, Trump always had some kind of zinger that he was giving away and so on. And we would sit there and tout it and have fun with and so on. Joe Biden is actually more fun than Trump was to conservatives. Now to liberals, you can't denigrate the president, you can't talk about his mental acuity. You can't talk about the fact that the dude is losing it. He's talking about bombing or he's talking about Syria when he means Libya, when he means Iran, when he means, you know, he just keeps going on. This dude is like the Energizer Bunny, but he's like the senile Energizer Bunny. You imagine the Energizer Bunny, you know, boom, 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 boom. And then you imagine the senile one, and he goes boom, 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 boom. That's what Joe Biden is. But Democrats elected him. And they're getting what they pay for. And going down to the southern border for Kamala Harris had to have been a frightening experience for her. It had to be frightening because she was at the southern border with all those bad people, the coyotes, at the southern border. And what does she do? She turns this opportunity, maybe, for her to look a little bit better in the spotlight into a political statement that it's all, they inherited this from Trump. No, they didn't. Trump had it nailed down. All you had to do was keep building the wall. All you had to do was keep enforcing the laws. And instead, what did you do? You just said, everybody can come in. There's hundreds of thousands of people streaming across the border. Hundreds per day, maybe more, streaming across the border. And they're not asylum seekers. There's fentanyl. There's people that are criminals. There's people we haven't vetted. We don't know anything about them. We don't know what kind of diseases they have. Whereas when you come across the border, normally, how it used to be, you were rejected if you were not going to be a member of society or participating member, if you just wanted to leech off the government, which is what they want, because they think these people are going to be future Democratic voters. Think about that. That's their modus operandi here. It's not about securing the country. It's about destroying the country from within. And the George Soros people of the world are funding it. And the rest of the world is sitting back just going, yeah, Putin. You know, Biden goes, I'm going to go tell him what's on my mind. He doesn't even know what's on his mind. Putin must have been quaking in his boots, man, his jack boots. Had to have been for Joe Biden to give him that kind of an ultimatum. But I'm looking at some of the, and that was a joke too. If you look back at what happened and what transpired over that meeting, that glorious meeting when Joe should have been sitting there defending the Constitution and capitalism, and instead he goes over there and grovels. Like the little pitiful old man that he is. He grovels and we don't get anything out of it. Anything. We don't get anything out of it. Except a photo op with Joe Biden. Looking at the headlines and going, inconsistent with everything. You know, Republicans accept Biden walk back on infrastructure. Buckle up, Democrats. The Biden border backlash is coming, and CRT will make it worse. You know, WHO official wants us back in masks. I never wore a mask. The only time I wore a mask is when it was mandated, like going to my doctor or to my vet. I had to wear one when I put my dog down recently. God rest her soul. Trump in Ohio reignites patriotic confidence in America. Thank you, President Trump, for restoring patriots' confidence in themselves. We don't need restoring confidence in ourselves. Thank you very much. It's already there. It's already there. It's up to you to prove it. It's up to you to promote it. It's up to you to get the word out. We can't do this by ourselves. We need help. U.S. government deleted COVID data at request of Chinese researchers. That's on Trending Politics. The sexual left, the welfare state, and the divorce revolution. I mean, the list goes on and on. These people are just running rampant. It's almost like scorched earth policy. They want us and the country to fail. They always have been. They always have. Their policies are failed policies based off things that we've already tried. They don't work. Communism, we tried. during the Pilgrim days. It did not work because people, guess what? People would sit there and say, let him do all the work, heavy lifting. I'll sit back there and reap the rewards. And all these politicians up there, that's what they want. They want to reap the rewards of other people. They want to steal your money and put it in their own pockets. Basically, that's what they're about. They could care less about you because you're just bourgeois. They're the elitists. They're the ones that know better. They're the ones that develop this critical race theory that says that white people are the problem. White people are the oppressors. They denigrate blacks. If I was a black man, I would be so freaking pissed right now at the Democrats because they were the party of Jim Crow. They were the party that instigated it. They were the party that promoted it, that kept it going. They were the party that was against slavery, or for slavery, actually. And yet they turn it around on the Republicans and say, this is Jim Crow 2. If you don't pass Senate Bill 1 that would institute government mandates to each state, the government would manage voting for their state instead of the states deciding. That's pretty powerful. Luckily, they did not get that passed. But if they break the filibuster, then it would. And that's what's scary. And that's what's kind of leading me to the Twilight Zone here. Because we are fast approaching the melting point where our society does not function anymore. It can't function when you don't have capitalism and you don't have the Constitution, because those two are tied at the hip. You have to have capitalism and the Constitution and the free will of men and women in order to create a society that functions. Because otherwise, if you don't have that, if you don't have capitalism and you got the dictatorship, you end up like Venezuela that used to be prosperous until they became a dictatorship with dictocrats, then they faltered and they went downhill. One of the poorest countries now on the face of the earth. And they used to be the richest. That's what happens when you don't have the two intertwined, when you don't have rules and you don't have freedom and you don't have capitalism. You have failure. It's a recipe for disaster. This country is approaching it. And it's, I'm sad to say, it's pretty much on us since the 40s. Social Marxism. I don't care what you want to call it. If you want to call it CRT or whatever, it doesn't matter. Liberalism screws up the world. When you're conservative, you can do your own thing. You can make your own garden. You can give your own produce away to people. You can go help somebody else out. When you're liberal Marxist, you don't do that. Because there's nothing in it for you. Nothing. There's nothing in it for you. So you don't help. You don't give. You don't participate. You don't produce. I was lucky to interview Harmon Caslow, the co-producer of Ayn Rand, Atlas Shrugged, all three movies. The best interviews dig them up and replay them, just post them up here somewhere, because they were good interviews. And he talked about the movie and talked about Ayn Rand and the book, Atlas Shrugged. If you have never read it, please do. It's the most influential book behind the Bible. Please read it. I've read it three times. Every time I read it, I glean some more information out of it. We had him on the show three times. And I wasn't expecting anything out of it. After the third movie, I got a care package, and I got like pins and lapels and all sorts of stuff. And I got the trilogy on DVD signed by Harmon Caslow, co-producer of Atlas Shrugged, and it had my name on it. And I was like, wow, this is very cool. Very, very cool. But that's capitalism working with the Constitution in a way. Because I wasn't asking for anything, but I got it in return for doing a good deed, doing a good job. I got it in return. But liberalism fails. Socialism fails. It's failed in every single country that has been tried. Marxism fails. It's enslavement. It's power, greed, control, money. And they enslave you. And that's what the Democrats are trying to do to everybody. It's not just black people anymore. Now, if you're a black person and you're too stupid, that's how they figure you are. Not me. I'm not saying this myself. I'm just saying this is how Democrats feel. You're too stupid to go out and get a voter ID so you can vote. No, they just want to say it's suppression. It's voter suppression. Instead of coming out and saying what they really, truly feel is that, yeah, you're too stupid to go out and get a voter ID, so we're going to take control of you. We're going to go ahead and make you so that you don't have to have a voter ID to vote. If you don't require a voter ID to vote, in my opinion, you are wanting fraud. You are perpetuating fraud in the election, whatever election it might be. What is wrong with requiring a voter ID to go vote? There's nothing wrong. But that's how Democrats want to play you. The Democrats that were the party of Jim Crow, the Democrats that were the party of slavery, that's how they want to keep you as a black man or a black woman in power and in control, to keep giving you things, to rely on them more than yourselves. If you love somebody, you would give them the tools necessary to get them out of poverty, to get them out of welfare, get them out of Section 8 housing, which is just destroying black America, destroying Latinos. Get them out of the hole that they're in instead of keep digging the hole deeper and burying them in it. That's the difference between conservatives, the difference between liberal Marxist Democrats. Just Democrats in general, because they're all the same. That's the difference. Conservatives want to teach you how to fish, not give you a bunch of fish whenever you ask for it. That's a big difference. I think I'm going to end the show tonight, but thank you for listening. You've been listening to American by Design with your host, Uncle Bing Fisher, on conservativenationmedia.com. Thank you, Brian Futch, for taking us out. Look, y'all, don't let Democrats vote Democrat. I'm just saying. Watch out for yourselves. Watch out for each other. Be careful. Be good. Talk to you.
Great grandpa sailed here from across the ocean with nothing else but his dream for a better life. Over there shook their heads at such a crazy notion, but deep down in his heart he knew he was right. He cleared the way for you and me. You can still hear his spirit sing. I am a man. There's no price for his country he wouldn't pay. Like so many others, he fought for the cause with great devotion. And just like his daddy, he led the way. Yeah, yeah, yeah. His stories have faded with his years, but his eyes say it loud.
Design with your host Ben Fisher, and let's see how much dough we'll get into the 20th century schizoid man. next week. Yeah, we'll see that. Because definitely there will be some. And also, there's a running mate going up against AOC. Huh. Yeah, she's got a potty mouth, but I like her. Tina Forte. Check her out. I wish I was in New York so I could vote. Well, maybe I can. I'll just get like an absentee ballot. I'm sure they're there.